is VOA News via remote. I'm Elsev. Russian President Vladimir Putin recognized two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent. He then ordered the Russian army to launch what Moscow called a peacekeeping operation into the area, a move that is seen as accelerating a crisis that the West fears could lead to a major war. Putin told Russia's defense ministry to deploy troops into the two regions, Donetsk and Luhansk, in a decree issued shortly after announcing recognition for Russian-backed separatists there. It was not immediately clear whether the Russian military action would be regarded by the West as the start of an invasion of Ukraine that the United States and its allies have warned about for weeks. People in Kyiv are reacting to Putin's latest moves. They say they would never accept independence of parts of regions in eastern Ukraine controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
Until now, Moscow has denied supporting separatists, saying Russians who fought there are volunteers. He, painter Maria Levchichina, says let them recognize whatever they want. But in her view, it can only provoke a war, because normal people will fight for their country. This woman, Maria, a housekeeper, says she is not falling for what the Russians are saying. She says let them do what they want, recognize someone, organize referendums, but we and all the society don't recognize it and shouldn't recognize it. Another Ukrainian said they have to rely on the West, saying there's little chance Ukraine can do something about this. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reuters reports the UN Security Council is to meet publicly on Ukraine at 9 p.m. Eastern on Monday. This is VOA News.